It's Monday, October 30th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. South Africa proposed a draconian anti-homeschooling bill on October 13th. The bill requires that homeschooled children must be registered at the Department of Education. The head of the Education Department can cancel the registration, and there is a 6-year penalty, which could be imprisonment, if there is non-compliance. Worse yet, the South African government is proposing that the curriculum that each homeschooling family uses must be assessed yearly by a government-approved assessor and will likely be assessed by the yardstick of the government's anti-Christian bias. Learn more about this anti-homeschooling bill of South Africa in a video we have linked in our transcript at theworldview.com. Christian homeschool leaders have asked the Worldview listeners to send a polite email to T.D. Rudman, the Education Department advocate, at rudman.d@dbe.gov.za, asking for an extension to allow additional feedback past the initial deadline of Friday, November 10th. If you missed that email, we have it linked in our transcript at theworldview.com. Scotland plans to ban spanking, reports World Magazine. A pro-family group in New Zealand, which criminalized spanking in 2007, released a warning to Scotland. Bob McCoskrie, the national director of Family First New Zealand, said, quote, "The law has had a chilling effect on parenting, and rather than tackling rotten parents who are abusing their children, it has targeted well-functioning parents. We would warn Scottish parents that this law will harm and rip apart families." End quote. Most Britons, and Briton Christians for that matter, only see 6 of the Bible's 10 commandments as important principles to live by, according to a UK study by YouGov. The commands not to worship idols, not to take the Lord's name in vain, to worship God alone, and to keep the Sabbath holy are now seen as, quote, "not important," end quote, by most British people. Beyond that, only a minority of British Christians said that the same commandments are important principles to live by. Deuteronomy 28:15 says, "If you do not obey the Lord your God, and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you." Former CIA Director Leon Panetta said that the Senate Intelligence Committee is going to have to look into the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee for funding the controversial Trump dossier during a CNN interview with Wolf Blitzer last Thursday.
How could both the chair of the DNC and the Clinton campaign not know about these payments?
Well, it's obviously something that the Intelligence Committee is going to have to look at. Knowing presidential campaigns, they're big operations, and somehow the left hand may not know what the right hand is doing. The committee is going to have to get into this, determine who knew what and when.
President Trump had this to say.
Well, I think it's very sad what they've done with this fake dossier. It was made up, and I understand they paid a tremendous amount of money. Hillary Clinton always denied it. The Democrats always denied it. And now only because it's going to come out in a court case, they said, yes, they did it. They admitted it. And they're embarrassed by it.
12 women have now come forward and given detailed descriptions of how political journalist Mark Halperin sexually harassed them, which was documented in a Washington Post piece and a CNN story. In a statement to CNN, Halperin said, quote, "I apologize sincerely to the women I mistreated," end quote. Rebecca Bredo, a Detroit woman, recently spent several days in jail after she refused to vaccinate her son with vaccines cultured with aborted baby's tissue, One News Now reports. She and her ex-husband disagreed about their 9-year-old son's vaccinations. Bredo initially agreed to the vaccination in a court order, but then refused to follow it. As a result, a judge sentenced Bredo to 7 days in jail earlier this month, WXYZ-TV Detroit reports. Right to Life of Michigan issued a statement supporting a parent's right of conscience in choosing not to use vaccines derived from aborted babies' tissue for themselves or their children. The pro-life group said all common childhood immunizations have versions that were created using cells from aborted babies. These include MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella, and DTPP, including diphtheria, tetanus, and polio. Some ethical alternatives are available, but there are none currently for chickenpox, hepatitis A, and MMR, according to the group. Many vaccines are created with cell lines that originated from an aborted baby, though they do not need to be. Yuli Gurriel, the Houston Astros first baseman, made a racist gesture in the dugout during Game 3 of the World Series on Friday night by turning his eyes upward, mocking the appearance of Dodgers pitcher Yu Darvish, who is from Japan. He also used a demeaning Spanish word for Asians. Gurriel has been given a 5-game suspension without pay that will begin at the start of the 2018 season. As Genesis 1:27 articulates, God created each of us, regardless of our ethnic heritage, in His own image. And finally, to its credit, the New York Times published an incredibly life-affirming article last week about a new fetal surgery that is helping unborn babies with spina bifida. The report is accompanied by amazing photos showing a Baylor College of Texas surgical team partially removing the womb with the unborn baby from the woman's body before operating on the child's spine, according to the Telegraph. Then, the surgeon made small incisions in the womb to fix the gap in the unborn baby's spinal cord caused by spina bifida. The surgeon explained that the fetal surgery helps decrease the damage to the spine while the baby still is in the womb. He said the amniotic fluid eats away at the nerve tissue in the gap of the spine, so closing the gap before birth is very important. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, October 30th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.